The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
It's DJ Scream, it's Big Bank. We got a special guest family on Big Facts. Gucci is here. They said it couldn't happen, but it is happening. What's up, bro?
What's happening?
What it do, nigga?
What's up, Black?
You already know.
Man, they call me
Black.
Black.
I know you want to say it. Go ahead, ask.
Listen, everybody saying Black think we enemies. Other day, Black said I was a pussy, this, that, and the third, man. And everybody said it to me online, like, boy, you see what Black said? So I just felt like, bro, that it was weird that that hell, man. It's just like, it got us in front of each other.
Nah, they real. That's why I say even bullshit turned into some real shit, nigga. I've been trying to get in front of you for 3, 4, 5 years now.
Exactly. You know what I've been told, you know, I got old, I got food. I say, hey, listen, man, every got y'all, bro, y'all got to be special, bro, because y'all ripping this shit in me and Sunday. Y'all be having a conversation with people I ain't talked to in years. Watch me tell niggas, man, I'm sorry, though, fuck, though, what I did, because it's like, I want my young nigga to have a, I just met them. So it's to the point where, like, I grew up, if you can grow this point, if you mature, you grown, you 40, you can't do no bullshit and then be around the young nigga, then you is cap.
What was that?
It's like, damn, I got to be get grown. I got to tell them the truth. I got to tell them we're right. I can't tell them no fuck no shit. I can't do no bullshit. I can't just sit and watch it. Cause me, I be passing Jimmy like shit. Y'all crash out, y'all don't listen. But it's like, bro, you can't just shake your head like, come in like a young nigga. Nah, nigga, do something. Make yourself accessible to them. That's what I did. That's why I tried to like grab some nigga, two niggas who I know, bro. Listen, they want it. That's my whole thing. I want to get somebody a shot like a nigga did to me. It wasn't even about, nigga ain't never been about no me signing no niggas or no shit like that. You know that. No nigga know about me not. Which was like, dude, how you get out of talent? Nigga, cause I ain't trying to beat no nigga with no contract. Nigga, I fought with everybody who hard, and I'm an artist too from day one. I wouldn't sign no nigga to no fucked up contract. I know he'll resent me. Nigga, I don't have nobody to no paper, nigga. I be fucking with nigga. I don't even, as soon as I meet them, I don't show them love. It be so real, boy. I done fucked the whole game up with that cause I can't nobody keep it at 100. Like, you know that from day one, me and my nigga been in the same shoe ball. Everything on shoe ball.
Nah, fam.
That's how we always roll, bro. From SI, SYS.
Nah, real shit. That's why I say, like, bro, at the end of the day, niggas feel like me and you. Listen, Gucci. No matter what, even when that shit was going on with Jesus, them nigga, I always stood with you, nigga. You felt like you wrong or right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like some bullshit happened in our past. That didn't have shit to do with me, had something to do with you and one of my partners.
True.
And I see where it went wrong yet. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
the shit's so crazy. The whole city fought with both of us to the point that ain't even no secret. So we got the whole city like down. Two niggas everybody in the city like and fuck with and say they real. They're like, damn, them niggas kinda at odds. But I know they ain't at odds, because we know they birds of a feather.
Facts.
So everybody know that. So even when the situation got out of the car, like, I gotta goddamn put my hand around the situation, corral it. Cause if I don't, if I just sit here and just let the shit go, I'd be lame as hell.
Nah, that's real, man. You know, at the end of the day, Gucci, I ain't got nothing but utmost respect for you, but fuck that. Let's talk about what you got going on, my brother.
Bro, this is how passionate I am about goddamn trying to goddamn, not even trying to reach out to charity shit, cause nigga. It's almost like, bro, I want to do my new album. I'm finna change that shit since the corona shit hit. I'm finna call that shit So Icy Gang. I'm looking at the interview y'all doing, talking about getting the city back together. I feel like I got a plan for all the niggas who real, embrace all the niggas who real, do everybody just got them fuck with each other the strong way and see what come out of it.
Right.
Everybody put their head together. Ain't nobody try to get over on each other. It's so much triple cross and so many, like, niggas got shit going on that nigga don't be knowing about it. Stay out of it, huh? Who you fuck with, he wanna do music with on the music side. Do music with him. Anything else, man, stay out people bending, man. If you don't know pride what's going on with a nigga home, don't be no hoe, bro. Don't run behind no nigga. Don't be no nigga war daddy. No hoe shit, bro. And don't put the, and whatever do happen, keep it in the street, bro. Keep it out the internet, bro.
Please, don't be the law, please, bro. Please, yeah, nah, bro, please.
If you, and get what, bro, whoever it is you don't like, bro, you still know him, bro. That gonna happen anyway. Ain't nothing to talk about. And stop pointing guns at the phone, bro. Can't shoot no niggas through the phone.
Hey, I want you to say this shit on Big Fat. Let me exactly produce this album, man.
Who won?
The shit you talking about putting everybody on. I got a lot of niggas I want to put on your shit.
Listen, Black, don't try to tell you. I already got that one going. You already a part of it. You already, listen, you can do some music we can put on it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This my real, take my next album instead of me calling like Mr. David 2. I'm calling that bitch so I should get that shit to the city. Is what I'm saying.
I can dig it.
You feel
I
me? Yeah. I ain't calling the truck. I'm calling that bitch so I should gain that real life. I want to fuck with Nudie. I'm reaching out to 21. I'm reaching out to Doug. I'm reaching out to Future. The niggas I ain't even met. Rallo. Goddamn. Reaching out to NBA. But niggas I ain't talking to. Like, even Black. It like, I had to come back and say, hey, home. I had to come back and tell everybody, like, they get this shit. They try to do better. They get this shit right.
Nah, we brothers, bro. Ain't nothing gonna change that. Ain't nothing gonna change that, for real.
Exactly. But it's like we grown, we so grown now, Black, everybody look up to us, and they're like, we gotta leave. We see ain't let a nigga crash and don't do nothing about it and keep shaking their head talking. So, man, you know what the young nigga did? They're gossiping, bro.
Facts.
Bro, if nigga ain't got nothing to help the young nigga, bro, shut up, bro. Don't say shit, bro. Don't even say what they doing, bro.
Facts.
If nigga ain't talking about how they gonna help them, and the rap, how I feel like I can help them. You feel what I'm saying?
A lot of that shit don't mean nothing matters. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be wanting to reel a nigga up to do some shit that they been want to do but scared to do it. You know what I'm saying? So they'll catch a hothead and put the batteries on
them. I ain't gonna lie. That's true too, but at the same time, bro, like a nigga be taking misunderstanding. Like me, even me, I be hotheaded on some dumb shit.
Me too.
I be dead ass, but listen, I be hotheaded on some shit, and bro, I be dead wrong because I got down to figured it out in my head, and bro, no, I'm wrong, bro. I don't even want to ask my friend because I'm that okay, cool. When niggas see me, goddamn, show everybody because I done figured it out, but I'm wrong, bro. We fuck with you. I still won't stomach that because it's like y'all tricking me, y'all don't fuck with me, bro. I see how the young nigga think, they don't be knowing, they be feeling like, bro, you know how this shit is when you a rapper, bro. You feel like damn near a lot of niggas against you, and then it'll be so much whole shit going on. It's hard for a nigga kind of let that shit go. You be like,
facts.
Fuck that nigga. You, so it take you like, damn, yeah, I'm grown, but it still be like, fuck that weak ass nigga. Even though that ain't mature, that what a nigga result to. And you know, that's the walls we build. You feel me? It just like, nigga ain't even nearly dead, man, bro.
It like, that ain't even no pressure ass. For real. Like, niggas
man,
like,
man, listen, nigga ain't even sad, man. It just like, bro, how you know these folks might fuck with you? Folks might love you to death. These folks might can just recognize gang, want to fuck with you. But you burnt out with fucking with so many niggas. You just like, bro, you just still, bro, you not a shit, bro. What you burnt out? Try to get more, bro. Everybody ain't no, you ain't shaking no hand no more. I'm done shaking hand. What's up, homie? What you on? That just how it be sometimes.
Nah, real shit.
If you have a partner, if your partner on that. You just be like, damn, my boy on that shit. I don't know. He might die. He might be going through something. Everybody needs to just give him a wide berth for a minute. But it's something behind it.
But certain shit you just can't do, though, too, Goose. Certain shit niggas just can't do. It's men. It's like certain niggas, you'll never got them. You'll never look at them niggas the same. No matter what them niggas do.
You can't go out bad. You can't do no whole shit. You can't go out bad, period. You know that, but I'm just saying, like, everybody made it wrong, bro. How a nigga who was doing robbing and taking nigga time, some nigga did them wrong and hurting their feelings. So you a rob, you done did all this taking and taking shit. Now you talking about you hurt your feelings. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You can't do that, bro. You can't have both of them and be a, but I can't.
Yeah, you right.
So you gonna dry down folks, do them the dirtiest way. But you talking about it wrong about a contract. Nigga done did. Yeah, he did me a $4 contract. Hey, man, I ain't got to go smoke home because he did me no bad contract back in the day. I'm just going to goddamn you the rap to keep going up through there and help who I help. And get away. I ain't going to do no fucked up contract to no nigga. That's the only thing that's how I look at it. But it used to be like, but I ain't used to look at it like that. She used to have me so mad. It's just like, nigga, you be so mad at the way shit going. You might just be like, but when I get up through there. So nigga falling victim to a goddamn you. Shit, it ain't even meant for them. Yeah. I understand that with the young nigga. That's why the young nigga fuck with me. I don't judge them, bro. I just let them come, goddamn. I don't ask them nigga what they fuck they be doing before they get to the studio, bro. I don't care, bro. Long as they come, we work, bro, and they got damn focused. And I tell, hey, listen, that's the only way to you. little bit by little bit. Hey, man, I don't think y'all niggas need pulling scrub, but same time, like, goddamn, you got on. I don't want nobody, don't let nobody hurt you at the same time. But goddamn, you down, Sean got a post, take no picture with you. That ain't gonna help you.
Facts.
Yep. At the game, you got to give him, you can't get stiff on him and just go straight, goddamn. Ain't nobody was hearing that. You couldn't tell me that back then. You couldn't tell me and my partner, no more. Man, who is you talking to? We grown.
Same nigga, bro. Nah, I get it. Nah, I totally get it, though. But get what? I'd rather a nigga step to me. I feel like you type of nigga, you'll step to that nigga.
Exactly.
First, or anything.
But that's the whole thing, bro. It ain't really worth that shit, bro. That's the conversation why we have. Bro, that shit ain't worth nothing. It ain't, bro. We know that shit ain't about nothing. What nigga gonna give a bunch of energy and some shit that ain't even really worth no energy? That's cow. So yeah. I'm getting mad at a nigga, cause it like, I can get mad quick. Boy, I got so much shit I can just draw on to make me mad. Boy, just think about why it don't even take long. Cause it's serious. Cause I niggas did fucked up shit to me. But they're like, bro, you don't gotta live like that, bro. You can let some of that shit go. You can just be like, buddy, you need to keep doing that lame ass shit, man, I'm gonna stay out of my face, man. Man, cause I'm too grown for that, man.
I'm gonna ask some real shit though. Is that easier to do when the bag is up? Cause some people
It's easy to do when you got money.
If you ain't got money, then Eric, you mad at everybody.
That's the whole thing. You can't have one without the other. You can't get the money and without thinking, how you gonna do it? Money ain't never looked like fell in nobody's pocket, bro. You got to work for the money, bro. Or if you don't work for the money, you know what I'm saying? The money gonna soon separate. Like they said, fool and his money. You can't see. You gonna have to do smoke.
You can't see me. Now you good right there, I think.
That the whole thing, like damn, how I'ma show a young nigga how to save his money and what to do with the money if I can't show him. And it's almost like the church, like, bro, you don't preach to the niggas who already got the money, bro. You put a preach to the niggas who ain't got the money so they learn how to save their money. I'm trying to be a nigga my age who think they know everything. I want to be around some young nigga I can show some who ain't got nothing. Them the niggas who need, other nigga keep, them niggas be trying, and they don't even be keeping it 100. I know they track record. That's why I said, we a rare breed niggas who kept it 100. That's why the young niggas ain't stupid. They fuck with each other because they honest with each other. So when they see an old nigga or a nigga like us in the middle, they like goddamn, because we ain't old, we like in the middle. Far to one, we in the middle. You gotta embrace what we is, bro. We grown. So like when they see a nigga our age who like done been through some shit, ain't told on nobody who goddamn they feel like goddamn that nigga been through some shit. I relate to him, I can listen to him. A lot of times nigga don't want to be preached to, bro.
Facts.
They just want you to fuck with them, bro. I don't even want no nigga to preach to me.
Get what?
I don't want no nigga to be no yes man to me. But I don't want no nigga to preach to me right now.
That's some real shit. That's my problem, bro. I'm gonna keep it 100. That's my problem. I'll be trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to help a nigga adjust their character when you can't do that. A person is who they is. So me saying certain shit make nigga feel like it's hate if I tell you, bro, that's some bitch shit you just did, nephew. Instead of just saying,
sure.
I am about to say, I'm just
going to
tell a nigga wrong.
Yeah, you tell him wrong. That's real. I can take it straight like that. That's how I want it. I don't want nothing soft. You want something soft, you're supposed to go shit on your hand. That's how I think. But young niggas can't handle that. Young niggas can't even tell me what's going on. They can't even really articulate the shit. But I can communicate with them. And I can communicate with other folks who grown, who don't understand them. That's my role. So I got to step up to that role. I can't just leave home out there. It was a timeout right there. Bro, you know how that was. Then nobody want to fuck with me because they say, man, Gucci roguish. He taking shit. He doing this. You laughing, Black, but you know it. You really can't, nigga. Yeah. They brought y'all over here and changed the record label, nigga, to never again not to fuck with me.
What happened, Gucci?
Man, you know what happened. Them folks said they ain't going to never again fuck with me, man.
Oh, never again.
We made the black tea, motherfucker. Then we made the black tea and went on through there.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's true, though. Niggas went fucking with me. My own hood didn't fuck with me like that. Them niggas were like, boy, we don't like that nigga. I'll take that nigga down the street. That nigga rogue as hell. Every time you come around, they think I'm finna do something or breaking their house up. Nigga, they can't house the nigga. That's how they treated me.
But Gucci, you was shysty fuck though, bro. What do you mean? Like,
but shit. I was broke, bro. I was trying to come up, bro.
Saying, bro.
They gave me some fucking with, bro.
Broke feed a lot of bullshit though. It's easy. Everybody on these cameras now, it's easier when you got a little money to think a
this
little
time, better. Everybody, see, everybody now be like, bro, I started, you know, I'm independent. I did it with a bag. Did it. Man, listen, it was a long road to get here. That shit was a long, hard road. That's why I be trying to help a young nigga, because I know how it was. So my whole thing be like, dude, just do somebody what you want them to do to you, bro. Just throw a dog a bone.
I've been doing that shit all my life. That's all I ever did.
I mean, both of y'all responsible for putting a lot of niggas on. You know what I'm saying?
That's why and the streets respect. That's why the streets respect us. It's like, I ain't made a lot of money out of artists, but everybody credit me and like down influence. You fought with everybody, you kept it 100. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Like shit, most of the time I got burnt on damn every deal. Everyone. Nigga be saying, Gucci, why you signing these young nigga here? Why you signing these young nigga? Nigga, I signed down to everybody who want to sign with me. They get in touch with me, nigga. That's what I do, nigga. That's how I am. Nigga, I ain't no hater, nigga. Nigga say you want to fuck with me, nigga. Most nigga be acting like they don't want to fuck with you. So the niggas who do say they want to fuck with me, I always give them a shot. I like, oh, bro, you fuck with me, goddamn. We get in the studio and try to make some shots. I heard the rap before. Because I ain't no type nigga that chase no, I fuck with people, bro.
Yeah,
no, I ain't chasing no nigga record, bro. I ain't chasing no nigga. Like, bro, once I can stop it being around a nigga and I feel like you're a cool nigga, like, I'm going to help y'all.
But get what though, Gucci? I understand that, but you can't stand on no bullshit that you know ain't facts or
close the door on it. You got your close the door, just don't feed it. Like, if it ain't right, don't fuck with it. If a nigga ain't right, you just can't fuck with it. It is what it is. If something ain't right, or you can't fix it, some shit, some nigga just ain't gonna be right. Some people just ain't gonna listen. Some people ain't worth fucking with. But get what? If a nigga would've did me like that, boy, I swear to God, I wouldn't have no friends. I wouldn't be nowhere. If a nigga would've said, I ain't worth fucking with. Boy, got down. Don't fuck with a nigga. I had to say, boy, you wouldn't believe how many times I had to tell a nigga, bro, my bad, bro, I was wrong. I had to grow out that. They were dead. It would have helped tell me to that shit, bro. That's why I'm always quick to let a nigga slide on some shit, bro.
I feel.
For real, like, I ain't that
no,
type
I feel,
of nigga,
I feel
like,
on that.
Like, yeah, I ain't on that one, bro. I be like, right, wrong, and different with anybody, bro. Like, especially if you on my team, it like, right, wrong, and different. That's fucked up. It's fucked up, but goddamn, shit, he leave him alone. Yeah, my friend. He right, leave him alone. Why y'all fucking with him? Got now, I don't want to hear all that shit. I ain't got no bit of fucking with y'all. Don't nobody fuck with him. I ain't got down. Got time to be seeing no nigga doing when he gone doing what he doing. And when you around me, I cannot fuck with him. Shit, what do you think? Then y'all trying me?
Oh no, that's the same way. What else? That's how exactly. You know how man. You know how this shit go, man. One thing about it, you know how this shit go, Gucci. I know how this shit go, bro. We've been doing this shit a long time. I mean, a nigga can't say, I can't particularly say I seen no Gucci go out bad. I heard no paperwork, no nothing. And a nigga can't.
Hey, partner, hey, listen. Hey, don't never mention my name in paperwork. I never had no paperwork. I ain't never called the police. Fuck, I called police on me, huh? Every case for getting fucked up. And they always got fucked up every time. There's always somebody getting the bad end of the stick dealing with what? Ain't never
nah,
been me catching
is,
the bad.
What I'm saying, nah, that paper shit touch it, but what I'm saying
it's
is,
touch it, bro, cause I don't need like nobody don't never even mention me with nothing far as, cause nigga be playing game like trying to solid a nigga name, not saying that, like, spell on the internet, like, man, listen, I don't, nigga say anything about me, homie, you can say I'm pussy, you say whatever, cause we can straighten it. Don't try to like put no motherfucking jacket on me, and I know I did my time, and I done did shit. I ain't say shit for nigga, cause I'm a Honda. Not like nigga ain't finna wear that one. No sir. Nah, I'm a thigh, y'all.
Come on.
All my nigga know that, homie. Nigga know what's up with me and my gang anyway. Nigga know. I ain't saying that on nobody. I ain't finna do it.
Man, I'm saying if a nigga can say bank this Tell what, a nigga can't say nothing about what the fuck we, bro. I kept this shit 1 million. You know that's this right. Shit. I kept this shit 1 million, bro.
Up with something he ain't, man, it's like, bro, you ain't finna goddamn, you ain't finna take my rough rougher than I ain't did, bro. I ain't finna, I ain't no blemish on my shit, bro. If it was, bro, hell, I ain't saying nothing about a nigga. It can't never happen to me. I ain't never finna say
that's
that.
That's a different that's nigga me. Just standing on coals, bro.
Exactly, but I got down. Bragging on me, think. Man. Exactly,
I plan on my grandkid, great-grandkid bragging on me, man. My granddad was a king, exactly. Nigga. He ain't never go out bad. Exactly. No pussy shit.
I want,
he ain't never
exactly.
Talk that to nigga. Ain't never shit. This.
Put me in the book of the niggas who ain't never went outside. I'm in that book, huh?
I'm gonna be right there. Put I'm me gonna be right there. You might be on the same one, page, man. Nigga.
Put me in on the book of the nigga who ain't never went outside. Put goo up in that book. Don't put me in no other book. If you do it, you lying.
That's thank solid. You. That's solid.
I'm like, listen, busting that nigga, fine nigga, goddamn. What up? Taking shit, goddamn. Running off, goddamn. Everything.
Man, listen, man.
But you six said know the business, no man. Kids out,
The six know the business, man. You know that shit, Gucci.
I ain't gonna lie.
We ain't gotta speak on this shit. It's 25, 30 years worth of work right here.
I got a treachery neighborhood, on huh? Them motherfuckers make you goddamn. Well, you gotta have goddamn. You gotta have, boy, listen. This shit'll make your head spin, boy. Growing up in East Atlanta, boy. This man. A quadruple crawl, boy. Quadruple, boy.
Man, that shit kind of 10, Jack. Every nigga so what talking about, get what, it be, every nigga they got now, you be done fuck with for real. That's who it be, though.
Bro, it's the place I know where the robber get robbed, bro.
Exactly. And the shooters get shot.
Right on. Exactly. It's like the shooter get shot, the hitman get his ass hit. Goddamn, nigga don't got, nigga think, you be thinking like, oh, I'm a player, he got money, but them young. No player, he got money.
These niggas ain't looking at it like that, bro.
No, not our hood.
You niggas ain't take that shit, bro.
Crazy, bro. Ain't no respect. That shit serious. But these niggas crazy, man. But it like, it breed the best. It like, you can't, it make you look at everybody else like for what it is. It like, you can't fool me, man. You can't fool me. Yeah. Whatever it is, you ain't.
I see straight through it, like with that, like see straight through that shit. And niggas will hate you for that when he know you see it caught, bro.
Exactly.
Know that too, right?
Right. When the zone six niggas come around, boy, the whole mood changed. Everybody start acting different. Niggas start getting goofy as hell every time.
What you mean?
Like, God damn, what the fuck I do? Boy, all you gotta do is come in. They know what.
Huh?
They like, boy, talking hard, acting goddamn. Man, you ain't gotta do that, man. That ain't even called for.
Niggas just think.
It's almost like that shit to turn. You know, I used to be like, I'm from Compton, California when we were back in school. Like, cause Compton was just gangster. NWA Compton. Niggas just be from Cali. Everybody from Cali, you said they from Compton. That's how this shit in goddamn zone sitting now.
You putting G's on the new album?
No, sir.
Why not? I thought you were grown, Gucci. You
say what? I don't fuck with him. Period. It's not needed. Hell no, nigga.
I saw some shit on the internet. You know, they doing them battles and shit. They were saying King of Trap Battle, Gucci and Tip. Record for
what
record.
What about Tip, though? Tip, hey, hold up. Let me screen him out there.
Go ahead.
Hey, Gucci.
Yeah.
Tip, you just got Tip really like a casualty of that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I heard this man's side of the story. Like, this man really ain't got nothing to do with what you and this man had going on, for real.
That shit deep.
Huh?
That shit deep, bro. It's always the best story of everything.
Say less. I don't know that one. I just know the one I know. Story. Huh?
Bro, this shit, it go back to the young nigga, bro. You say, Gucci, why you and Brady, young nigga? Why you put out song? Why you just support them even on bullshit. I remember when I first came out of T.I. told me, bro, signing him for no money. And I was like, nah, bro, I fuck with you, but hell nah, I forget. He was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna sign Joe Stead around. Like, I've been thinking about it too long. Boom. So when he hit me with that one, from that point on, he was just like, that was strong to tell face. So I already just seen where it was then. They're like, you can't, you said that. Straight up.
Damn, your neck.
It's just what it is.
My
whole thing is, whatever you say to me, bro, my whole thing is, everybody got to be held accountable for what they do, what they say, bad or good. I be saying, I did some fucked up shit. If I do some fucked up shit, I had to come back and straighten it. So these folks do fucked up shit and don't never screen that like they ain't never had the conversation.
That's real.
Don't do nothing to me then get mad. Be like, why he so turned up? Why he acting like that? Don't fuck with me. Don't do nothing to me. Don't bump into me then be like, why I got done one of your shit? Nigga, you ain't had to bump me, nigga. For real. It always be some bullshit. Then they got down try to hide their hand.
Damn, so no Jeezy. No tip. What about Walker? You been talking to Walker?
Me and Walker spoke one time. We spoke one time since I've been out and got down. We had a good conversation. Kind of like he got off his chest with, you know what I mean? Like real, like, bro, you said some bullshit about my mama got down. He, you know, told me straight up now, like, you said some bullshit about me. And we got that out. And we kind of like agreed that, you know, we both glad each other married and healthy and doing our thing. And he wished me the best, I wish him, and he doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, but we left it at that. I did feel that we had that conversation, you know what I mean? It kind of like, it was real. They were like two grown men, one-on-one. We never talked about it, but I feel like, shit, that shit was 100. I can't do nothing, be honest, that shit was a real, like, prior last night, it made me goddamn like, Bank, I'm gonna do care with you. I gotta use some fucking wood screen. Like, goddamn, if you wrong, you wrong. Like, a lot of shit, if you right, you right. Time, nigga tell you something, you gotta take the screen. Somebody tell you, even, like, put you up on game, you gotta be like, you right. Damn, I might have seen that shit the wrong way.
Real shit.
Instead of trying to act like you know everything. You feel what I'm saying? A nigga be in there on head sometimes, I be thinking, I be knowing some shit, or I be. I don't be, you know, nigga be thinking you on some bullshit. Nigga be on it in his own world, man.
You ain't thinking about no nigga.
Ain't thinking about nothing. But you gotta be like, no, you left that impression out there. You feel what I'm saying? But like, you can't be so nonchalant to like, no, nigga, these your folks, like, you can't be like that. You can't, you like, everybody, like you said, you know, casually because you mad at, and a couple of people, you can't treat your whole hood like that.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
Nigga get mad, boy, get out of jail, boy, and be like, boy, y'all niggas, it's almost like y'all be around nigga who told on me, bro. Like, I don't like nobody, bro. Y'all be around nigga, y'all know these nigga told on me, bro. Y'all co-signing it, then, bro. Y'all
so look, check this out. I'm glad
you. Time why a nigga don't feature you, bro. Why a nigga do a feature with you, bro? You be with some nigga who told on me, bro, but you talking about you fuck with me, bro. But then a nigga say, I'm tripping, though.
Look, I'm gonna tell you what the story is. You know, it's two sides, every story.
I don't wanna talk about that, because I'm telling you, these the police, so don't get me out there.
What'd you say?
I ain't trying to go to jail talking about the police and they got down. I know what's going on. I don't even know these people. I know these folk the law. Don't nobody want to respect it. Walk around being the law, nigga just got down. Smoking blunt with him. Man, y'all nigga, sight down.
Damn.
Nigga rolling big bad wood with the law. And goddamn thinking they goddamn lit. And get y'all goof ass out of here. That nigga to hang with y'all nigga. Nigga gonna go in your shit, knock your teeth out, and goddamn get a simple battery, nigga. I don't know paper. I can stand that.
The what?
What? Man. Bruh. Hey. What else you got going on, bro? Fuck all that. What else you got going on,
bro? And you done did so much, bro. You know, you don't got the finances right, your marriage. You don't put on so many artists, man. Like, what else you want to do?
I just want to revamp my label and start over, man. Post some new artists. All new shit. 2020, so
the new 1017 is the new label.
Yes, sir.
So you started from
like scratch. I got Fugiano. They're my first signee, bro. Like, you ain't never seen no nigga get no $1 million deal. You never heard Gucci. I ain't never did that. 1M ain't got $1 million for his production. Thank his cap. Nigga don't believe that.
So million.
I don't see this man around here flexing, turned up, all this shit on the radio, but nigga still got down thinking this shit a game. That was me trying to show a nigga like, it's almost like I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna put all my attention on the next artist I get even before I got them. It's like, I'm gonna find somebody who I'm excited about with their music. Step to them like goddamn Eminem step to 50. Goddamn, that was almost like, I don't give a fuck. I feel like you that hard, goddamn. Here go the M, we behind you. It's almost like, goddamn, this shit gotta work. That my strategy.
Dig
it. Might be a crazy scratch, but I want somebody to have blind faith in my shit like that.
Hey,
like,
why you ain't make it work, nigga?
Bro, Bank, you already know good and well what happened. I ain't know which one you were gonna be working with the move I had did.
thank you for putting me in the book, man. I made the book, man.
Nah, man. Yeah,
you
know that, man. Bro. Get
what you mean?
Huh?
Bank, you funny. You said keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real. Keep it the facts. They gonna say I want to be in the book, bro. So I say you say you.
Oh, this is what I'm telling you, right? Listen, I got another book coming out, right? Let me promote that dead serious. I got this book coming out, right? Gucci Mane Guide to Growth. This is my second book. So it's a book basically like all my shit. I be tweeting and shit like. Like all kind of like positive shit I be doing about my health and shit I used to read when I was locked up. I made all that shit in one book, and they're gonna be my second book. It coming out 17th this year.
That's hard.
But the other book, man, listen, I ain't wanna put some people in the book, y'all name changed. There was one nigga, the nigga $1 go talk, so I ain't put him in the book. Y'all name changed.
Bro, I gotta go make a scene
with the book with they same name, man.
Huh?
You know, if you ain't read that book, if you read the book, you know folk name change. It got like, it might don't say this, it might say East Atlanta Boys. Or it might say, you know what I'm saying? It might not say Blockhead, it might say goddamn Beezy or some shit, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like shit like that, like, I ain't wanna turn niggas up who crossed me either, bro. Like, not saying you crying, but like the nigga, like I ain't trying to blow these niggas up, and these niggas don't even fuck with me. These niggas got down. Lot of niggas, you don't even be really knowing where you stand there with people, man.
So real, so again, we've been preaching this on Big Facts. If y'all two niggas would have just talked 6 months or a year ago, it just was because y'all just didn't talk, right? That's all it was, bro.
That nigga was slick ducking me, bro. We just in Abu Dhabi. I said, hey, tell Goose, come down and holler at me, man. And holler at this nigga. You remember when nigga was in Abu Dhabi?
After the fact, bro, they told me that after we back in the States, bro, like, bro, you know you was out there, Black was one of the hollers. I'm like, I seen him out there when I was at the hotel that was down there, but I'm like, shit, why he ain't saying that? Damien ain't tell me that. That was usually my screw. Damien could have said, Damien came over there and gave me a hug.
I ain't see you.
Damien came over there. The future security, Damien used to be my old security. That's my guy.
Yeah.
So Damien came over there and gave me a hug, like, Gucci, good to see you. So I'm like, hey, but he ain't say, hey, man, Black want to holler at you. He ain't say nothing like that. I said, here go my number, man. Fuck with me. That was the same day, so I ain't know. So if he would have said, hey man, I'm over here. And Black say, goddamn, you want to fuck with you? I ain't know the after P say, goddamn, you know Black, we goddamn want to fuck with you out there. I'm like, shit, I ain't know that till we were back.
Yeah.
And I already told you, me and Future hadn't talked. He had cut me out behind the mixtape shit.
What?
Yeah, now, bro, you know when I got on, did the songs on the mixtape. I got to put this. Listen, this some real shit, bro. So, this like, just being honest, bro. Like,
this big facts, man.
Me and Future do sound 8 songs in one night, bro. As soon as I got out, we finna do Free Bridge 2. So me, him, and Scooter in the studio, we gonna stay on, let nobody know. Nigga, we do 9 songs. We do I Think I'm Selling Heroin. We do all kind of hard ass shit one day. So next day, get what I say. But we finna, you know, I'm just getting out. I'm thinking this shit the old way we do mixtape screen.
Yeah.
I say, but we dropping this shit in the morning, boy. We finna show the whole world. Boy, I tell me info. We dropped Mr. Future, did a whole tape night and got down one day. Who do that? He said, God damn, could you drop the whole tape? That ain't how shit go. You got to put it on the Spotify. Did that in the third. I had just did that with Uzi, and Uzi was with it. So in my mind, we just doing shit. I'm just juicing. I'm just getting out. I ain't even thinking that much into it. Man, home cut me up behind that shit. Period. We ain't talk. Never. ever. That's when I seen you. Well, he said, "Well, you did that some." He said, "You did some bullshit," and then he ain't got down. We ain't talk no more.
Nah, like, Gucci fuck with you though. I ain't just vouching for the nigga because that my boy Edie. That nigga fuck with you though, Gucci. You know he
now
do.
Now he do, don't say. But you listen, know he do. But listen to this. We just screened it out last week, but that's why I had to call you and screen everything. It would have been lame, bro. It like you screened the shit out of Future and told Future, like, Future, I shouldn't have the mixtape shit like that. He like, Gucci, that's all you had to say. I'm like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you that. I said the word through casino, but shit, nigga, you know how shit be, man. Nigga, shit at that time.
This nigga
like
that, man.
Right, that my whole thing here, bro. You gotta give a nigga space to, bro, when he ready to receptive to that shit, bro. That what you have to, that me too. Nigga can't rush me and be on that, cause I get what? It might take me too fast. I might be working the move. Ain't no, he get what? Cause I'm on, you see what I'm saying? You taking me too fast, bro. Like, I don't slow me down. Let me got down, think about that shit first. Everything serious with me, like, bro, for real, like, I don't fuck with everybody. So when I fuck with somebody,
hold
like,
up, hold up. Zone seat days now. When we first started zone seat day, I got Amina, Snake, P, everybody. Hey, tell Gucci, even if he can't come, just embrace this shit. Cause it's zone seat day.
He told me to put it out there. He told me to put it out there. But that was after goddamn Nuda had said he run Craig got town run Boulder, Chris, and you put the LOL up there.
So what
happened? Hold on, But you know that did me like, I said, okay, damn.
Well, I did though, so the people can hear it. Say
so
it,
listen, that's why when the motherfucker came out, I was like, I ain't give a fuck. Cause it's like, shit, he ain't give a fuck when he got that LOL when Nuda did that shit. That's how I felt, bro. Just like, shit, he thought it was funny, so I think it's funny, goddamn.
Hey, somehow, some way, man, I feel like everybody
needs to come together. Man, you know how this shit is, Scream. You think like, why they gonna try me like that? But that's my show, bro. Fuck y'all talking about, bro.
Nah, but Nuda the fuck with you, though, bro. You be on some bullshit, like, Nuda.
Listen, I didn't talk to Nuda, man. Nuda got down. We see eye to eye, got down. Nuda a cool young nigga. He really got down. He really is my hood. He from my hood, nigga, Paradise. Something better than my hood, got down Paradise, nigga. Like, I want to did numbers in Paradise, for real. Seriously, like, boy, we had 2-3 spots in Paradise at the bottom. Real shit, man. So, you always want the nigga from your hood to win. Because ain't nothing rougher than that, man. You ain't finna find, no, ain't even about, like, where you from and all that. But, boy, you growing up right there, but you without being a fuck nigga, boy, not get goddamn, boy, you good, boy. You goddamn, you graduated, boy. And everybody fuck with you ain't say you no lying, bro. But listen, boy, you good, cause get what? That shit brutal, boy.
Hey, what nigga you fell out with in this shit? You feel like it was your fault, but you can't fuck with him. But you know what I'm saying? You did some bullshit.
Who you still can't fuck with?
Yeah.
But I still can't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Cause it was your fault though, not their fault.
Cause it was my fault. Did I feel like I regret type shit?
Yeah, you regret it, but it's still like, fuck it, nigga, fuck you.
I'm trying to think. Like, it's some shit that I like.
Rocco good, right? You and Rocco good, right?
Me and Rocco good.
Okay.
I did some bullshit to Rocco.
We remember.
But I admitted to Rocco I was wrong. And yeah. Rocco been accept my apology. Like, that was fucked up. But listen, I went in my right mind. You know that. Like, seriously, like, I wasn't well.
You end up meeting Jay-Z too, and even Jay-Z let that shit go, right?
Well, me and Jay-Z ain't got no problem.
No, not no problem, but I thought you dissed him before.
Man, he know why that shit happened.
I'm just saying.
I don't remember. I ain't trying to be funny, but like, I don't remember how Jay-Z like all the other niggas do. Like, I don't even know why you got like, real.
Man, this nigga here crazy, bro. Who run behind Jay-Z though?
I'm just saying, like, You just drop that shit like you just drop the big name or some shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about no shit, no nigga, bro.
The what? The what?
You need to put their pants same way we do, man. Y'all better stop thinking like that, man. This shit got to clear out here. This shit gonna kill everybody, man. Bro, Corona, you know bro, who you will. You think Corona care, nigga, who a nigga is, man?
Yeah.
Bro. That shit don't give a fuck who you will, man. Goddamn, get that shit right. Everybody better humble themselves and be 100.
Nah, real shit.
Appreciate they folk for their ass ain't here.
Yeah.
That would make me come full circle like, bro, I got a goddamn D-Day pressure, man. Nigga need to always keep it real with the real one, man. Like, don't keep up no mess in the city, man. We got a beautiful city, man. City made real a lot shit. Of people a lot of money, man. Real like, shit. And there's a whole bunch of bullshit in our city. So, like, man, you see one of your You see a nigga like a real nigga do some fuck shit, that shit they fucked though. It's like, damn, not you, dog. So that's my whole thing. I like, man, come back, Gucci, and get this shit right. Like, everybody who fuck with each other, like the nigga who really get money to sit down, they ain't really come outside, man. All the nigga, they like dinosaurs. They can't, cause they it's fucked up.
Yeah.
So I do want to come back and do Easter line day and let nigga like who really get money come out and be able to goddamn enjoy it. You feel me? Cause I feel like I can, me and you, black, and a couple more niggas like, can you unite the young niggas and make them come out and be that bridge, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like nigga got the no magic plan in them, but if everybody just come and be 100 with each other and we got money and we got damn really just show the young nigga the right way to do shit, some good don't come out of it, bro.
That been my whole shit for like 5-6 years and no cap on it, bro. Like, bro, I've been trying to get niggas to fuck with niggas, but these be these bitches.
Black, that would make me mad and would throw me out. I see all the niggas in the end, all the rappers and shit, they fuck with all these flower ass niggas and they want to come around me and tell me they're going to be real. No, if you standing with all these niggas who flower hell and then you see what I'm saying? You come around me and tell me we're going to do something handle. No, sir, because you had to be a yeah man because how you ain't see what I see? And you.
Thank real. You. Thank you.
So, thank you. So really don't give me nobody to link with, bro. Because it's like, bro, y'all niggas soft as hell. Y'all get around these niggas let this shit turn y'all fake. And then y'all want to come around me and get mad at me because I don't want to fuck with you. No, sir, I don't want to shake your hand, sir. No, I don't shake nigga hand like that, nigga who be on that shit. Watch out, nigga. Yeah. And I just don't say nothing. You know what I mean? You do an interview, nigga scared to interview you. Why you scared to interview me for? Oh, I'm the boogeyman. What you think I'm finna just let you disrespect me? That make me a boogeyman? You think you gonna come and just do some old, man, twat ass shit you do right in front of me and I'm just gonna go for it? Nah, I'm gonna go on your shit. Bro, ain't nothing but a simple matter. I ain't on paper.
Bruh.
The most they can give you is
bruh, fuck these niggas, bro. Stay out of chain game, man, with that bullshit. Bruh, ain't nothing,
listen, I'm too rich to go to do that, man. Listen, too rich. Not too rich to just even thinking about fumbling over somebody. That's why I'm like, don't feed them, don't put no energy in no shit. That ain't worth it, bro. That ain't how you show nobody how to get no money. If you really get money, like, you don't entertain certain shit. You try to help people. And if you co-sign that shit, that let nigga know you ain't getting no money.
Hey, bro, I see you just, when you came home, a lot of niggas was like, nigga, he ain't gonna stay straight. He gonna go back in. He ain't gonna, but I salute you because I always stood with you. Like, my dog say he gonna be straight. He gonna be straight. So I
now, salute you. Now I learned my lesson. I ain't gonna lie. That federal penitentiary, man, that shit was hard, but that shit broke me down.
Mm.
That shit made me got down like, fuck all that dumb ass shit, cause I already see the folks. I already it's a fucked up system, and they don't really care nothing about me. Care nothing about, you know what I'm saying? So, really, by the grace of God, I didn't get 20 years. You know what I mean? He got 3. So that's why I'm acting like that. It ain't like no play. It's my real life. To everybody else, it's their entertainment. So that's why a lot of times I don't say shit, cause it just be like you said, I do got a chip on my shoulder. That motherfucker ain't gonna get buried with that bitch. Cause they like. I got reason to be pissed and be reason to be like, boy, fuck all y'all motherfuckers, bro. But it's like, you gotta try to always help the youth. You gotta try to reach out and help the younger Gucci's, the people who wanna help you. That's my way of giving back. I ain't giving to no charity, not see it. I'm gonna help these young niggas. I ain't gonna sound to no fucked up deals. I'm gonna go out my way. I'm gonna have blind faith in them. Goddamn, I'm gonna tell them number right. Shit, if I make some, I make some. Shit, I ain't tripping. I make money doing shows and concerts, selling my album.
new 1017, so you started completely from scratch because a year ago. So what about the Asian Dolls, the Pablos, the Malls, the Quills, the everything you started?
Listen, everybody can have their contract and just go on in. I lost $4 million at the
what Pablo did.
Listen, Pablo just he independent now. He really lucky. Listen, everybody got down there. You can sign on the duct tape you want to.
I don't want no artist, bro. I'm doing big facts and shit shows.
Man, you don't want no artists. That's Cal. You need to get Pablo, man.
Bank is a media personality.
Hey, Bank, give me a hundred.
Bro, I don't want no artist. Give me a hundred. What about the other two little young niggas?
Ma, Quill, Asian Doll, everything.
Give me $1 million for all of that shit. I'll give y'all that shit.
Give you $1 million for it, or you say you let them go? You just say you
500.
Let them
go. 500, goddamn. 500.
Which one is it?
You say goddamn. Let me make some of the shit back.
You'll fuck up a check on them folks. What happened?
Four M's, but I ain't tripping about it. You know, I have nothing bad to say about them. Like, to be honest, they all wanted to leave. They all asked, hey, man, you gonna spend no more money on me? You gonna let me go? I ain't spend no more money. Y'all can go. That's where it's at. The only person I really got that I got is Marv. But he still ain't at the new 1017 because the new 1017 on Atlantic. The old 1017 was on Universal. So the new 1017, a whole new operation. I still got Marv, but at the same time, he ain't on the new 1017 worldwide. That's just the fact. But at the same time, with Maul, I can't incorporate him with Fujiano or Ola. This shit, so I just don't want. It's like, bro, I'm on the store with something fresh, bro. I got some young nigga. This shit means something to him, bro. They acting like this shit means something to him, and it means something to me because it means something to them. For real, man. 1017, that my granddaddy's house in Alabama, man. That motherfucker's a shotgun house, bro. I'm gonna rip that shit forever, bro. Niggas in Atlanta, nigga, you go down there, boy, you'll think. Listen. Boy, you think you poor in Atlanta, nigga, you go down there to that shot, that dirt road where I stayed at, boy, where ain't nobody got no shoes on. Riding down that plane, you'll know what fucked up here. You'll know why Gucci say 1017. Ain't no 10 bricks for 17. That shit 1017 granddaddy house, boy. Everybody in that motherfucker, boy. Everybody peeing in the bed, goddamn. This foot, that foot, boy, just the worst way. I came up from that to having son. So that shit always gonna be in me. That shit, it's impossible because my folks still stay down there. I ain't never gonna forget where I came from. It ain't no way. These niggas really came up with a silver spoon, to be honest. Yeah. They ain't went through that, man. They ain't got nothing but a pistol and some joints. They ain't got nothing, did no kind of hustling or handling no business or goddamn maintaining no kind of responsibility. I ain't just dumb shit out of my life. Nigga try to put that on me, man. I was strategic, man. But I just ain't never been no hoe since I was a little boy. Period. I ain't never been no hoe, bro.
Crazy, man. Nah, really? Shit. Hey, man, if it ain't in you, it ain't in you.
Exactly.
A nigga can't name a time a nigga play with Bank. Exactly. Don't give a fuck what he say. A nigga can't even name a time. Tell a nigga name a time.
Exactly.
That's a holiday. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? When it? Everybody would know, man. Come on, man. They'd have been. This shit have been through everywhere, man. Nigga ain't nobody taking my shit. Ain't nobody doing shit. My kids ain't never been tied up, no nothing, no none of that. Like, nothing. No court case, no nothing. Niggas just, that shit just be pussy shit. That's when a nigga.
To be honest, get what? That's all a real nigga got. Listen, nigga probably have a party for him. Niggas who ain't did that. Nigga probably have a party for them niggas who ain't told on nobody. Nigga, they deserve a party. Nigga ain't gave me no party then when I came home. I did my shit like, nigga ain't got me no cake.
We gotta throw our own party.
Only person gave me some with Thug. He gave me a dub.
What's up with you and Thug though? Thug fuck with you though, Gucci.
Man, Thug love me to death. Why you crazy?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna put it out there. Like, what hell with that shit?
Thug, my guy. You know I love Thug. I can't even lie. Thug can't do no wrong. He the only one I let get away with little shit. He know it too. He the only one get punch me, do little shit, and I just be like, Cotton did some fucked up shit to Thug. I be goddamn doing shit, and he get away. Like, that's the person I can tell you who I did some fucked up shit to, but I wanna say I don't wanna fuck with. But sometimes, like, goddamn, I know I should have handled a little shit better with Thug that I did, you know. man, I be doing some shit. Like, sometimes, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm a better person now, and I got a lot, bro, but I can't got down at like I ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't here what it is. Like, I ain't never, you feel me, trying to hide what I did or who I am. Boy, dang, who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm telling you, like, with young folk, bro, you can't, them niggas gonna grow out that shit, bro. Nigga young, bro. Nigga young, bro.
Can we use that as an excuse, though, bro? Is that an excuse?
I'm not making no excuse for nobody, but I'm just saying, when you young, you make mistakes, you're not experienced.
But if you don't, like, think about a real shit. If you young, you make mistakes, right? But if you make certain mistakes, you ain't gonna be here to grow old.
But if don't nobody, so okay. I ain't saying you can help everybody, but you just watch nobody. So the people that you do got that ill, you don't tell them, hey, homie, don't do that.
Yeah, tell them, but that don't mean they gonna listen. Did you listen?
You can't make them listen. But guess what? Everybody who told me that's why I respect it. I ain't respecting niggas who told me, hey, man, let's go do this mission. Or nigga try to put my battery in the back or rip me up to do something. That's not no OG. There ain't no nigga who got your back. You know what I'm saying? You remember them niggas who be like, man, I don't think y'all should do that. Like, but at the same time, I got something y'all could do better. That's different. They're saying, I don't think y'all need to do that, bro. I'm like, bro, why don't y'all just come to the studio, bro? Like, bro, it ain't no threat here. Y'all ain't got to have that gun. Y'all can just have somebody who likes to care to protect y'all and just record. You know what I mean? That's just my advice on it. You tell a nigga that, but they can't do nothing but think about, but that shit was real. Ain't no threat in here for real. Fuck, we in them motherfuckers like we finna go to war with Iraq for. We in here recording. God damn, but I can't even stand studio, boy. Y'all got down. Everybody friends, though. But you still can't get stiff on you. Just tell them, hey, man, listen. All right, hey, this ain't the way, goddamn. Like, bro, you keep doing this, I ain't putting this shit on the internet, goddamn. Put two and two together, that ain't the smart move. You keep telling nigga that like that, guy, you like, bro, you right, big dog. You right, bro. You right. Yeah, I know I'm right, goddamn. So then the next time, like, bro, if I'm right, what the fuck you doing? I ain't gonna keep supporting no nigga going doing that.
Yeah, I feel you.
But at least like, I'm gonna tell you first, and then get what? I'm gonna goddamn give you a chance to correct it. You see what I'm saying? You know if a nigga smart or not. Just because a nigga look rough and he seem like he think he doing some dumb shit, bro, that don't mean he's stupid. He might be smarter than him. Nigga don't know. Nigga been judging. Nigga right whole. Nigga just judge me, sound dumb, stupid, crazy. But if I'm so crazy, why you broke and fucked up and I'm straight? But a nigga tell you everything, kind of advise what you need to do, bro. You know you need to buy a Little Caesars. You need to buy a Liquor Store. Man, shut your broke ass up. Tell a nigga what the fuck to do, nigga. You need to buy 9 Little Caesars, Gucci, with your money. Nigga, you tell me now, y'all get money. Shut the fuck up talking to me, nigga. Fuck, I'm gonna buy 9 Little Caesars for a nigga on Boulder Credit, nigga. They just think they know everything.
Yeah. You can be Little Caesar, be a Little Caesar.
You can buy 10 Subway, just put them all down from Gresham and Flat Joe. Oh, that's what I can do, huh? Okay. Bro, why don't you do it, bro? Do it with your own, bro.
Because they can't.
Bro, why you put rims on the road, bro? Get when you get your road, bro, don't put no rims on your homie. That nigga can't take it, I talk to him. Like, when you get your home and do yours the way you do yours.
Good, so moving forward, goddamn, what you feel like you wanna leave? Like, you already, who you is, you already stamped, solidified. If a nigga like you or not, niggas, you know what I'm saying, can say home stamped from this music shit, streets, whatever. What you trying to leave after that? Like, that's why I be asking
I
niggas.
Bro, I ain't gonna need a lot. To be honest, ain't even take me no long time to think on that. I don't want to leave. I just want to keep goddamn helping, keep doing music like rock star do today, 70 and 80, and touring, go on the road. I don't feel like everybody feel like they got to retire. They can't be no rapper. To me, I don't think like that. I feel like I'm doing music. I like being in the studio. I can be in the studio and don't even make nothing and just be vibing out, seeing somebody else come up through there. I just like getting. I like seeing nigga turn up who be fucked up. I get something out that shit. I ain't gonna never stop that, bro, because that really my little passion. That's what I'm into. It ain't even like I'm doing it to do, you know, and I got money now, so it's like, damn, now you got money, you got it. I feel like I ain't gonna get my money, go in the house and don't come outside with the money, don't try to, nigga, I don't care. I told you, 8 artists burn me and I lose some money, I'm still give me 5 more and try them and give them a shot. I ain't mad at the ones what happened? I'm just telling you, but like, nigga, I ain't finna run behind y'all and chase behind y'all. Wish y'all the best. ain't doing that fucked up to you. They can't say nothing bad about me. I ain't trying to belittle them. To be honest, even with the money shit, I ain't selling their contract. I wish them to, I really let them go so they can go and do their thing and focus on somebody else and get them my undivided attention. That really what it was, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously. Cause that's the real, that what a nigga want. Like, man, I don't want to sign to no nigga got 13 foes and I ain't really focus on what I got going. They like, hey, homie, plenty more money. That's why I first like, hey, homie, listen, it's plenty more money. You got my, I plenty of resources. Whatever I can, bro, we're going to wake up, goddamn, we're going to figure out, goddamn, how to get this shit up through him, through them. That shit fine to me.
You done did it so many times, bro, so, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like you trying to do it. You know what the fuck you doing.
But all you got to do is be yourself, bro, and get somebody, be genuine with somebody, and goddamn, like they say, want for them what you want for yourself. Be creative. Think of some shit. Y'all put y'all head together. Don't try to run them, sign them. Have them like you they boss or some shit like that. That's gay. That's lame. You got to come 100 with them and be like, bro, what you think? And y'all put y'all head together like, I ain't saying gay no bad time. We say that meaning like, that's a term in Islam. We say that like, some whole shit.
Yeah,
bro, you know how
it is.
People
gonna
take it the wrong way, bro.
Yeah, yeah, nah, for real.
Take that the wrong way, bro.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm straight in
there.
That ain't saying nobody. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, all you gotta do is be 100 with folk, man. You be 100 with a nigga, bro. Nigga gonna always remember that. Nigga gonna always remember Gucci. Get what? Nigga gonna be like, boy, Gucci gave me a shirt off his back. Nigga ain't gonna be like, boy, Gucci shot to hell, but I can't lead nothing around him. No, only person think that is a scary ass person. Anybody who know Gucci be like, boy, Gucci a 100. Scary person like, boy, he did this to my buddy. Nigga, get your scary ass out of here. Ain't it, bro?
But
tell
yeah,
the truth,
yeah.
though.
You're right.
I tell you, saying your brothers, your buddy got down a straight group and got down like, what the fuck I supposed to do, bro?
Hold up, what happened there, man?
Man, your buddy was a chicken breast with clothes on.
Who buddy?
Hey, man, I don't know. Somebody buddy's looking like a chicken breast with a shirt on.
What happened? Oh, what happened?
Man, you know how it's supposed to be. You never, have you ever seen a chicken breast walking down the street with some shoes on? Have you ever seen a 10P wing with a turtleneck shirt on and a chain? You be like, God damn, that motherfucker got down. You just thought your mouth started watering.
That fucked up, dude.
I'm fucked up.
Bro,
the world
why you put
fucked
me in,
up.
But I said, how you put me in the crossfire like that, though, bro?
Shit, you done put me in it before.
How?
You done did it to my folks before.
What, man, what?
Well, you did all kind of shit to my crew, nigga.
What you say? This
shit go back years. All right, now you want to play crazy, dude. Because what? You want to really get into it?
Nah.
Okay. Don't put my business out there, man. I ain't put yours out there.
Shit. Nigga was sounding like you had took something from me, though.
Oh, no, nah, homie. I would never take nothing from Black, man. Listen, if anything, man, you know, we ain't on no shit like that. No, sir.
Nah,
you don't take
homie got
you
that shit straight
listen,
out,
hey, listen, you don't do shit to your family. You don't do nothing to the fam. You know that?
Nah, real
we'll
shit.
Butt it up with the fam before we got down take something from them. Being real.
Nah, man. What's,
but
what's
we ain't
up
even
with
do
street?
That.
What's up with street? Well, you don't fucking, you ain't talk to school. You ain't talk to school.
Man, you know I talk to street. Street got his own thing going, man. Street don't fuck with me like that no more, man.
What make you feel like that, though?
Man, you know how street get turned up. He got down, go big on a nigga. He got his money up. He go big on him.
Bro, you be making all this shit up in your head, bro.
Man, Scree got down turned up now, but he don't even fuck with me.
I feel like if you call Scooter for some music, bro, you know he gonna fuck with you.
Man, Scree tells I might don't never do a song with Gucci, man, but y'all ain't heard that though. Well, y'all niggas be by Scree. That's why I don't be like, how y'all be no cap, but y'all don't know now what's going on. You ain't heard that, Black?
Bro, I don't even listen to music, bro.
Yeah,
bro, get your ass out of here with all that shit.
When
bro,
he say
you,
that,
you,
I really,
every time
I really
go on, you ain't never heard that. I might don't never do another song with Gucci, man. Hey, man, what the hell? What goddamn? Huh? What make you say that one?
Street fault, you know, bro.
I think every.
How he say that one though?
You just said he nigga young. Now come on, which one is it? Gucci? Goddamn!
And my guy though.
Huh?
Is that my guy? Why he say that?
Bro, is there anybody you think, honestly, you can call from way back if you had to do a song with Walker, if you had to do one with Scooter, if you had to do one with Dolph, if you had to do one with Pee Wee, they all gonna fuck with you.
I don't want to do something with everybody.
Okay.
Everybody music ain't even gonna sell. I don't just make music just to be doing this shit.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you. I'm just saying that.
What you think I am in the goddamn making the band?
Anybody you don't help get through the door, anybody you don't help at some point in their...
Oh, you said anybody like I fuck Dolph, my guy. What you mean? You know, yeah. Dolph, my guy. Pee-wee, nigga, Pee-wee, my guy. Nigga, I do a million songs with Pee-wee. I love Pee-wee.
Yeah.
That my man.
I got you.
Man, Pee-wee just kicked that Super Bowl. That's my partner. What you mean? Me and Pee-wee all the way together.
Yeah.
Y'all know that. That ain't even no plan. That's my real partner.
What I'm saying is, everybody that you don't help. Even with that studio Metropolitan, when Migos was there, all them people, bro, if you needed them
on Memorial Drive.
Memorial Drive.
What happened with the Migos?
I ain't had no studio Metropolitan. All the niggas got ran out of my neighborhood and we got studios on Metropolitan. I ain't never didn't have to do that. My studio was in my neighborhood.
Okay.
I don't do no Metropolitan Loft studio, man. That's not my neighborhood. What the fuck would I be doing a studio over that for? Only niggas go out there, nigga can't stay in their own neighborhood. They get ran out and do shit like that. I'ma do some shit like that. That ain't even, nigga. Bro, have you ever known me for having a spot outside of East Atlanta? Ever?
What was the spot before you went in? What was the spot before you went in?
That was Moreland Memorial.
Moreland Memorial. Okay, my bad. Moreland Memorial. Hey. All the rappers. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I said, what happened with the Migo and the Scooter shit?
Man. That shit really fucked up the whole movement I had before I went to jail. I don't even want to speak on that because I don't want them to feel no type of way because I fought with both of them and then I definitely want my partner to feel like I'm like. But amen. The whole thing was like both of them, all them niggas were talented and I believed in them. But you know how that shit be like, you know how it is? Be honest. Man, you know when Scree got damn mad, but he got damn, he be on one, he just, hey man, one side of the story. That shit be, goddamn. If you look back at it at the end, you like, boy, this shit could've, and like, I don't even really know. Back then, I just was on shit like, y'all ain't gonna listen for it. That's how I kind of approached it. You know what I'm saying? But now I ain't on no shit like that. Now I like, nah, you supposed to be, you gotta be a big brother, nigga. Like, you gotta be, nigga, care about that shit enough to goddamn, man, listen, don't let that happen. Don't let nobody go out bad. Like, do everything you can, do more. Fuck that shit. Put yourself out there. Even if you ain't making nothing. Like, if you care about them like that,
they're real.
Crazy. And I almost be like, you got down there, go out your way to help somebody, but you ain't even really making nothing, bro. It's almost like you helping somebody that can potentially hurt you. But you're doing everything. It's a crazy situation you put yourself in when you're trying to help somebody. Because a lot of times you get burnt, bro, and they're like, God damn, I got burnt for trying to help somebody. That shit'll hurt you. It'll leave you scarred, bro.
Forever.
Hey, what's some final words you want to say to everybody while they're going through this corona shit and quarantining and the world is crazy,
man,
bro?
I want to shout out my new So Icy Gang, man, and all the folks I'm fucking with. I want to give a shout out to Fugiano, Ola, my partner QCP, Scream. Man, I want everybody to know, man, me and Black ain't got no issue on fucking with him. I want everybody to know, goddamn, fucking with Savage, Nudie, Push, Little Baby. Who else did I not say? Goddamn Thug. What else? Just let everybody know, man. Let all that bullshit go, man. Like, don't think that Gucci don't know. Even though, like, new to something, goddamn, we making, you know, we making some noise. We starting it, like, we ain't on no shit where we ain't trying to. We want the city to fuck with us. We want to fuck with everybody, even with me looking for talent. I'm dead serious looking for talent. I ain't on no, like, clout shit or trying to play. Like, I want to find somebody who goddamn ain't got no big following. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, they try to help the underdog. Like, keep shit real. Like, everybody fuck with everybody. Ain't all about trying to sign a nigga or put a nigga up on no contract. Just give everybody some good fucking with, like, be a voice of reason, be a voice of positivity. You know what I mean? Be a 100. And I feel like if we keep doing that shit will spread, man. It'll turn to, like, the new fad, the new wave. Like, damn, bro, everybody keeping it real. Nigga got damn, like, make everybody look in your eye and tell you what real. Make a nigga don't even talk to you with slang and goddamn cap. Make a nigga goddamn be honest with you. Hey, hon, how you doing? You all right? Yeah, bro, I'm doing good. Thanks. How you folks doing? Your folks doing good? All this other shit, bro. That's what I'm trying to get. Like,
facts.
If nigga ain't on that one, like, bro, how my folk doing? What your folk doing? Don't call me, bro. You don't want that from me. Anything else, homie, I don't even need to talk to you, homie, because I don't need no nigga trying to show me how tough they is and all that shit. If you ain't trying to go to studio or do no songs or goddamn do all that, and you want to do everything else, you probably goddamn ain't gonna click anyway, because I ain't on that one. But I still want everybody to know, like, and it really just for the city. Like, man, we trying to help everybody. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, anybody who got talent, man, if you can rap, man, or you can make beats or whatever, man, listen, try to find me, DM me, or especially if you know somebody who know me, man, get in touch with me. Especially if you got some niggas in the street trying to get out the streets, some real niggas, man, and you got an artist. That's why I try to even get the two girls. They're trying to help niggas put on other folks. Like, be a big, you ain't even got to rap, nigga, put on somebody. Just, like, nigga, we got all the talent in the city, man. We can't keep letting. We gotta make money off this shit. We gotta let folks make money by this. How we help the youth. We gotta fuck with them. Now, I'm talking about as many as we can. Just keep fucking with them. Just get deep with niggas you helping instead of trying to get deep with niggas you trying to get to shoot guns. Like, nigga, that ain't real. That ain't hard. Nigga, that don't make no niggas. You don't scare nobody with that, bro. This Georgia, bro. Guns don't cost no money, bro. Everybody got one of them motherfuckers, bro.
Real shit.
That shit ain't like New York, bro. Everybody got them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers too abundant, bro. Don't even count them but $100.
Them facts, bro. Appreciate you coming on, man. I know this shit about to take us up. You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to work our move. We're going to get one in person whenever you come to the city. Corona
man,
shit over.
Soon as Corona shit up, man, I'm pulling up, man. I'll be the first one in the studio session, man. All right, we got in person, man. And listen, man, nothing love, man. Nothing but love to you, Black. Nothing to love but love to you, Scream, man. Long time, no goddamn seat with both of y'all. Yeah, man.
Love, bro.
All right,
one
love.
Up.
It is.
All
big facts. Salute. Salute.
Yes, sir.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.